Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
John, could Illinois balance our budget if we legalized fireworks and taxed them? That sounds like a question for an economist, which is not why I called you, Alan Sanderson. Thank you for joining us today. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, other than I wish I had a little more sleep.
Oh, was it the fireworks that kept you up?
Yeah, no, I thought it was going to stop at 10, then 11, then 12, and somewhere around 3, I decided not going to happen.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry about that, and if we got you up early now at 10:47, I thank you for being part of our show. This conversation, our Chicago take on the Chicago street race, is sponsored by the Hagerty Auto Group at HagertyAutoGroup.com, where the city is hoping to net $100+ million, not for the city per se, but for businesses, hotels, restaurants, and some of it for the city as well. You kind of have done, I don't know, is this a back of the envelope calculation? What's your thinking on this, Professor?
Well, I generally do back of the envelope unless it's a particular event that wants me to take a look at it in particular. I was asked by the mayor of Boston and the governor of Massachusetts back in 2015 to evaluate Boston's bid for the 2024 Olympic Games. Boston was the U.S. candidate city, and we worked through the summer. And on a Friday afternoon in late August, delivered our report. The following Monday morning, Boston withdrew its bid. And we didn't say, do it, don't do it. We just said, here are the benefits, here are the costs, here are the risks, here are the experiences of the last 10 cities that have hosted the Olympic Games.
Yeah.
You decide. Didn't take them long to decide they wanted no part of that.
To your knowledge, did the city of Chicago ask any economists, the likes of you, to do a similar sort of study before we made this deal?
I assume they hired some private firm, but I was not asked, and I don't know any of my buddies who were. I assume they, I hope, got some input.
You know, we've heard the number $130 million, and I don't know that that was generated by an economic forecast as much as somebody just saying, well, here's how much the hotel rooms go for. But that's often done by the people that are trying to get an event to the city rather than dispassionately evaluating something the way perhaps you do.
No, you're exactly right. And again, if I come to the city from out of state, plunk down $200 a night for a hotel room, very little of that $200 stays in the city of Chicago. It goes to wherever Marriott or Sheraton or whatever corporate headquarters are.
That's an interesting observation, although I don't know that.
I mean, I tend to, sorry to interrupt, not my usual rule of thumb, just to be the smartass I am, is that if you give me a number that either the Chamber of Commerce or NASCAR or somebody else put out, I think take that number, move the decimal point one to the left, and that's a good place to start.
Well, which is kind of what you've done with this, because you said that maybe Chicago will make a tenth of the amount of money that the promoters were promoting. Why do you say that?
Well, because 90% of it was nonsense to begin with. Somebody hyping a particular point of view they wanted. And not figuring out, again, how much business did the Art Institute or Shed or Field or Adler make yesterday or have in terms of business? There's some people who come to Chicago to go to a Cubs or a White Sox game, but they can do it on some other weekend that's far less crowded.
So I'm sorry, are you speaking about the negative costs? That is, we make X amount of money, but we have to subtract Y amount of money?
Yeah, that's correct. And you're doing it in an ex ante sense. I give you another sort of, you know, we've got a Chicago as a crowded calendar over the next year in terms of events. Next July, Milwaukee will be hosting the Republican National Convention. Next August, Chicago will be hosting the Democratic National Convention. There will be some number put out about how much this is worth to the city. That's really dangerous.
Why?
Suppose, you know, at the moment, each party has a candidate that they wish they didn't have. But the protesters are already, you know, lining up permits and activities for protesting. Remember 1968 in Chicago, okay?
Sure.
Or 2012 in the NATO summit.
Well, that's a political consideration, though. I think that's not your decision or mine to make, but the city's to decide the risk versus the benefits. But
That's right. I mean, you've got to factor it in.
Well, only from an economic standpoint. I mean, if you wanted to help me calculate how much money Chicago makes, whatever that means, from NASCAR, what are the things that we take into consideration? Hotel rooms, restaurants, right? Uber and taxi fare, bars, souvenirs. A moment ago, you though said, but if that money goes to the Marriott Corporation, that money doesn't necessarily stay here. But I don't know, it rings a register here that employs people here. It throws off some taxes here. I mean, you could say that no hotel room is ever valuable to a city if the corporate headquarters aren't located there. So I'm not exactly sure what box to put that.
A fraction of the hotel revenues are, but not the lion's share of that.
Yeah.
Again, things changed dramatically after 9/11, because any city, if I use the Olympics, take Paris next summer, Paris is going to spend $5 billion on one line item that they had hoped they would never have to spend, and that's security. Because they're going to spend whatever it takes to make sure there's not another terrorist, either domestic or foreign terrorist attack.
Well, then,
and it comes to the point where it's not obvious to me that the Olympics have a long future ahead of them because the costs have just gotten out of hand.
So, and the DNC, for instance, might be a similar animal in that the security costs are really going to weigh heavily against whatever revenue an event generates.
Exactly.
Okay, but an Olympics or a national political convention might be different, though, than a street race in the city. Is your conservative estimate of the amount of money that Chicago may be made a function of the rain that we had? Would it have been a lot higher if it hadn't rained?
Oh, sure. It would have been a lot higher if they'd been able to complete any of the actual events, both race car and otherwise. But I think it could, you know, if I want to be a pessimist about it, on the downside, it could have been worse. Not that the rain could have been much worse, but a few drivers could have died in terms of this.
In terms of the track
Chicago
conditions.
Chicago did okay.
Yeah.
It could have been worse.
You know, I wondered about, we were actually wondering if, in fact, the rain was a benefit. Everybody that went to the race paid for a ticket. Even people that didn't go to the race paid for a ticket. So the rain doesn't discount the amount of money we make. It does maybe put people in bars and restaurants more because they're not standing there watching the cars go around, and maybe they're paying for even more food. I mean, bodies are money, right?
No, exactly right.
Well then.
You know, we.
Okay, so then, if it had been sunny and there were no crashes, would your estimate would still be the same? That we're probably only making a tenth of the amount of money.
Yeah, I'm willing to stand by that.
But that does sound kind of ballparkish to me. Granted, they didn't hire you to do it. But, I mean, where did what's the difference between your estimate and theirs? What was most inflated then in the number that is being promoted?
Well, start anywhere you want. Say a $200 hotel room is probably $60 or $70 to the city of Chicago and $130 to economy somewhere else. How much money did the museum campus organizations not make yesterday? How many other activities just did not take place? Why move one of the most popular, if not the most popular, summer events in Chicago, the Taste of Chicago, off yesterday's weekend and move it into the fall? When we would have had tons of people here anyway.
Last question for you then. Should we not have any large events then? Because these similar problems or considerations will always come up.
Yeah, I just think you need to hire better accountants or not have the politicians driving the ultimate decision.
Alan Sanderson.
You know, we have a chance. NASCAR has a chance to revisit whether we want to do this again next July 4th weekend. It's not obvious. I mean, NASCAR really wanted it.
Sure.
In part because Formula One is where the action is now in the race car circuit.
Well, we got better ratings than they did. Alan Sanderson is the instructional professor, a senior instructional professor in economics at the University of Chicago. I do like the idea of people like you weighing in advance. We are going to have it next year and the year after, unless somehow Brandon Johnson eats the contract. But in the meantime, this has been most interesting. Professor, thank you for joining us today.
Okay, and happy 5th of July.